Be Enthusiastic, based on the writings of David Brantberg.
If there's anything that catches people's attention and causes them to take notice of what you're saying or doing, it's enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm is derived from two Greek words, en, which means in, and theos, which means God. So enthusiasm literally means in God, or God in us. Thus, the truly enthusiastic person is one who acts and speaks as if he were possessed by God. God's word tells us, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. And never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. The same driving passion, the same irresistible compassion that motivated the apostles and martyrs and every great man or woman of God throughout the ages should motivate every child of God in everything they do, everything they say, everywhere they go, with everybody. The Apostle Paul summed it up in these few famous and ringing words which have cried out from the heart of every true Christian in every true good deed he has ever done, and for which indeed he is willing to die. The love of Christ compels us. Regardless of what you may lack in the way of natural talents, abilities, or even material goods, if you obey God's word and let him live in you and through you so that your heart burns with his love, then he will be able to greatly use you and make you a blessing to many. As a young man, David Livingstone faced an important decision. "I have found that I have no unusual endowments of intellect," he wrote in his diary. "But this day I resolve that I will be an uncommon Christian." He purposed in his heart to give his all to the Lord and determined to become an enthusiast for the truth. And he was. He became one of the greatest missionaries the world has ever known. The British historian Arnold Toynbee said, "Apathy can only be overcome by enthusiasm. And enthusiasm can only be aroused by two things. First, an ideal which takes the imagination by storm, and second, a definite, intelligible plan for carrying that ideal into practice." What greater ideal could anyone have than to bring everlasting salvation and eternal heavenly life to a lost and dying world that is perishing without it? And what better intelligible plan could anyone have than that given by Jesus to his followers? "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." As Christians, we should be the most enthusiastic people in the entire world. The Apostle Paul was another of God's great enthusiasts. Even before his conversion, he showed a great deal of enthusiasm, though with the wrong ideal and the wrong plan. But as soon as Paul's eyes were opened, he became an enthusiast for the right side. When others saw his total dedication and enthusiasm for the Lord, they got on fire for God too. The work he started spread Christianity throughout the Roman Empire. Nothing could quench Paul's enthusiasm. At one point he testified, "Five times I received from the Jews 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day adrift in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from the Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked." Did Paul let these difficulties and obstacles stop him? No. He went right on serving God, no matter what hardships or difficulties befell him. Nothing can stop the man who is on fire for God. He will keep going no matter what, because he knows he is doing the right thing for the right cause and for the one who is always right. So where do we get such enthusiasm, this inspiration that fills a life with fire and fervor for the Lord? from the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says our God is a consuming fire, and repeatedly compares His Spirit to a fire or flames of fire. So if you want to be enthusiastic for the Lord, full of His fiery anointing and inspiration, just pray and ask Him to fill you with the power of His Holy Spirit, and He will. Someone once asked a great man of God what was the secret of his success, and he replied, "I just get on fire for God, and the world comes out to see me burn." As Christians, our hearts should be so full of the love of Jesus that we want to overflow and share it with others. You've got to be alive and enthusiastic to be able to show others that what you've got with Jesus is better than what they've got without Him. Why did people listen to Jesus? Jesus spoke from His heart, from the Spirit, and it brought life. It moved people. It didn't just tickle their ears, but it reached and touched their hearts. He said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." The words the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, spoke were well educated, but they were dry and dead and only brought death. Why? Because they only spoke from their heads. That's the difference. You cannot kindle a fire in any other heart until it is burning within your own. Of course, we should not only be enthusiastic in presenting the gospel to others, but in everything we do. Whatever task is set before us, the Bible tells us we're to do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. In everything you do, even the most menial tasks, you can be happy, inspired, and full of enthusiasm. If you're asking the Lord to inspire you, He will give you that divine spark of His Spirit that will make every little task a joy. Let's get on fire for God by earnestly praying and faithfully reading His Word. Let's ask for His Spirit to inspire us with the vision of the great things He wants to do through us. And then let's do our part by putting our whole heart into whatever He asks us to do for Him and others. Come, let's set the world afire for God and enlighten the hearts of all men everywhere. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.